Hey friends, this is Terry with the Women of Wine Country Show, a podcast for women where we discuss women, wine, business, family, friendships, and all the things that go into good living. Welcome and let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this podcast, welcome to the Women of Wine Country Show. I'm your host, Terry Wells Brown. I'm also the author of the Women of Wine Country series, Earth Magic series, which is contemporary fantasy, and also we just launched a brand new Sisters of Sin sexy thriller action-packed series I am writing with five other authors from around the world. I'm also a feature writer for a local magazine, and I sit on the local municipal advisory council for my town. So welcome to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about our surroundings. So I think this is super important because I'm somebody who I do not refer to myself as a domestic goddess, but I like all that stuff, right? I used to be a real DIYer big time. I love to craft and I love to make things beautiful. And I used to paint furniture and paint walls and do decorative, finishes. I would do, gold gilding or silver gilding, and I do crushed silk walls. I'm looking at my walls right now. They're crushed silk. I do, Venetian plasters, which are marble plasters and limestone plasters. I mean, I've done it all. I used to have a business called European Wall Design, and creating beautiful finishes and beautiful homes was super important to me. It's how I made my living. It's how I got my creativity out. It allowed me to be, work when my kids were in school and home when there were, when they were home. And so I really enjoyed that. But that was a long time ago. It was over 20 years ago. And since then, keeping my home, and even then I did that for other people, right? I did it to make money. Now, I brought the finishes in my home. I have a gorgeous dining room that's red crushed silk. I have gold gilded medallion and crown molding. And, I just have in my living room, I have this beautiful limestone heavy blocks I've created 15 years ago and used beeswax to color them and just all these really cool finishes in my house. But they're old. I did all of this in 15 to 20 years ago, right? The only room that I've done since then is my kitchen. I repaint my kitchen fairly often. I'd say about every 5 years I repaint my kitchen just because, it's the house that gets the most wear, and my kitchen is small because I have an old Victorian, which means the kitchens were really small for the help that would come into the house. So they were, it's not a great kitchen, but I live in construction. We've had a construction company our whole adult lives. And, I did not want to live in more construction, so I refused to have it remodeled, but I do repaint it. Anyway, I digress. So I create these beautiful finishes in these beautiful homes for other people. Even in my own home, I did it with things that I liked, but I did it for my family. I did it to raise my sons. I did it so that my husband would be happy. I did it for other reasons. I didn't really do it for me. I've never really created a space with only me in mind. So recently, the gal who has helped me keep my house up, but my housekeeper, she comes twice a week for the last 16 to 18 years, broke her arm. Not here, somewhere else doing something else. Excuse me. And she couldn't come to work for 6 to 8 weeks. She hasn't been able to come to work. One of the things that we decided as a family, so now keep in mind, I live here, my husband lives here, and my mother-in-law lives here, we've decided to pitch in and just keep the house up ourselves until she could come back. But what I'm finding is that I'm really enjoying housework. I'm really enjoying, I just completely cleaned out and reorganized the kitchen. Or the refrigerator. I'm doing one place at a time. So the refrigerator first, then I did the spice cupboard, then I did, the other cupboard that has food in it, but it's only baking food that you don't get into. And the next is the canned food one, right? So I'm reorganizing, I'm recleaning, I'm remodeling, I'm redecorating, I'm taking and getting rid of things that should have been taken out of this house, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. So it's been a really nice for my mental and emotional health to dive in and be in charge of my own surroundings. It's also been really good for my physical health because I'm up knocking down spider webs. I'm up vacuuming my stairway. I'm hauling loads of laundry up and down the stairs. I'm getting actual physical exercise from getting up and taking care of my own space. And I haven't done this in like 18 years, right? So I'm into it. Like, I'm going to just say right now, get into it. Figure out the thing. Now, if you're already taking care of your space and this isn't new to you and you're like, so maybe, or reorganize, get into your dresser, reorganize, get rid of half of those clothes, get into your closet, reorganize it, get rid of half of them, make room for the new, make room for the new good thing that's going to come into your life, right? Create the best space that you can have. So maybe you're somebody who has already found the gift that is taking care of their own home, or maybe you just couldn't afford to have somebody else come in, and that's okay. A long time, I couldn't afford it either. I grew up not being able to afford it, which is why I worked so that I could afford it. But that's a whole other podcast. I'm happy to tell it to you. Anyway, so what I've found is that by reorganizing and restructuring, it's bringing me closer to me. It's cleaning out a lot of my headspace. I am finding myself more connected to my surroundings. So I want to encourage everybody to do that, of course, right? Just do it to what it feels right to you. And then I want to say, take it another step further and create the most beautiful, amazing space for you. For you. So often we will create gorgeous spaces for our children. We'll do little cute kits. Like I'm in the process of cleaning up and reorganizing our dressing room. One of the rooms, the bedrooms that used to be one of my son's, we have now made into an entire walk-in closet because it's a small Victorian, so we don't have closets here, much to speak of anyway. So now this room, since we're empty nesters, has become our dressing room, right? So it's a walk-in closet. So I got rid of the old furniture that was in there that we had used, armoires and dressers and bookshelves that we would use to store our things, and now we've upgraded to, you know, racks on the walls with hangers and bars and shelving and all of that kind of stuff. And I just did that for my husband. And I was putting together the idea that I'm going to put like a little cool shoe kit together for him for his nice expensive loafers so that he can keep them clean and, you know, buff them up if he needs to. And then I'm going to put together like a little nail trimming kit and section and area and just make everything really cool for him. And I had to step back. I did not do that for myself. I didn't do that for myself when I took care of my side. I got my side done, and I moved over to his side, and his side I'm making cool. I'm making him all this special stuff because I love him, and I want to do nice things for him, and I want him to have nice things. But why didn't I do that for myself? Do you do that for yourself? Like, do you have these really cool things that you've created for yourself to utilize that are just special for you? Like you do for other people? I don't. I was doing that for him and realized I had not done that for me. I didn't do it for myself. And I really had to step back and say, wow, you're still treating other people better than you treat yourself. But that was a good lesson to learn. And that's okay once we see it. And I just hope that, like, my daughter-in-laws see it and your daughters see it before they're 56. I want them to see it at 13 and 8 and 23 so they can go their whole lives taking just as good a care of themselves, of yourselves, as we do other people. Doing just as nice of things for ourselves as we do for other people. Right? I would never have believed that I was that kind of person. I always thought I took pretty good, well, not physical care of myself or emotional care of myself. Never mind. I'm going to back up from that comment I was about to make that I always thought I took really good care of myself. I know I don't. I know I haven't. Just go listen to the podcast I did last week. You'll find out all about how bad I take care of myself. But I didn't realize how bad it was. I didn't realize that I would take such good care of somebody else and wouldn't do it for myself. I don't think I come off that way. I think I hide that pretty well. You know? Even from just like getting a pedicure. I have 2 facial gift certificates downstairs that I've not utilized. I've not taken the time to take care of myself. That's changing next week. I'm calling those in next week. But your spaces. Is your space the absolute coolest it could be? Like, if you are creating your space for somebody else and making all these cool little things so that their other person is prepared and they have all this cool stuff, are you doing that for yourself? So now I'm thinking I have to approach everything I do for me as if I was somebody else, somebody I loved. Was that just a telling statement? As if I was somebody I loved. Do you do that? Do you make these incredible gifts for yourself as equal or better that you do for other people? I'm so fascinated by this. I'm going to be, but I have a feeling it's going to be a work in progress because I'm just even identifying that it's something I haven't done. So I started with wanting to connect more with my home and how much satisfaction and inner peace and mental health and emotional health it's bringing me, and then found out it's also bringing me physical health because I'm up moving my body more. And I'm realizing that the time that I have quiet, I'm thinking about my books and my writing. And I'm planning out what I'm going to do next. So now I've given myself a free headspace, free thought time, which if you're a writer, you understand. Just sitting and thinking is work. Like, you have to be able to think stuff up. So what a gift. What a gift to get back in tune with my home. And I just want to encourage you to do the same, whatever that looks like for you. So maybe you're already into your home. Do something else. Are you making cute little kits for yourself? Are your purses lined up beautifully on showcase so that you feel, oh my gosh, I'm going to wear this purse today. You know? Are your wallets dialed in? Like, make it fabulous. I don't know. Your gardening shed. Is it amazing? Do you have a gardening shed? Do you love to garden? Go make an amazing gardening shed. Can't put up a shed? Pick a wall. Hang some hangers. Hang your shears from a tree. Do something amazing for yourself. Amazing. Give yourself a gift. I want to challenge everybody. Only once a month. Let's start slow. Once a month, give yourself a gift. Do something amazing for yourself. Don't have to spend any money. Just put some thought and effort into something wonderful for yourself. Make yourself a cool bath kit. You know, just go to Dollar Tree and get one little bath, you know, tote thing. They've got them with the little handles or plastic. You can throw it away when you're done. Or keep it and reuse it, rework it. Get some bath bombs. Get some bath oils. Get some lavender. Right? Get some what are those sachets that you put into your linen drawers? Get some for your lingerie drawer. Go buy some lingerie. Get a special towel that nobody uses but you. Get a hair wrap. Beautiful one with diamonds on it. Do something for you. Create this gorgeous bath kit. Set it out for yourself. When you've had a long week and it's Thursday, it's Friday. Thursday night, get it ready. Friday morning, set it out. Take a picture of it. And know that you have that to come home to Friday night with a beautiful bottle of wine. Do that for yourself. Do it. I've got all kinds of ideas of how we can be good to ourselves. If you want an idea on how to be good to yourself, email me, twellsbrown@gmail.com. Girl, I will set you up. I've got all kinds of ideas on how we can be good to ourselves. You don't have to spend a bunch of money. You don't have to spend any money. I'm huge on repurposing. And when you've lived as long as I have, and you've lived in the same house as long as I have, I could go around my house and gather all these things up. Be like, this will go great with this. This will be good in here. This is going to be great in here. Oh, I'm going to really enjoy doing this. You know, this goes along the lines of, I listened to the behavioral panelists, and they're on YouTube, and Chase Hughes is one of the guys, and these are like leaders, these are interview experts, interrogation experts, body language experts, those kinds of guys. I like to watch them because I like to pick up cues for my writing. But Chase Hughes has this thing where he says he does things for his future self, and that's why he believes he's so successful. And he does things like even laying out his clothes, making his food, setting a trip. You know, he does things for his future self. And he does things with the intent of, oh, future Chase is going to love this. He does things intentionally to help himself in all manners, even if it's just a gift to himself or if it's something he's doing for work to help move him forward. He almost treats himself as like he's somebody different and he's doing this gift for this person he really likes. He really wants to see succeed. He really wants to help. This is the same type of thing. You're doing something for your future self. You're doing something for your right now self. Do it. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it. Set aside a craft day. All you do is craft. Set it all up. Get your hot glue gun. Get your glitter. Get your wreath. Get your fake flowers. Get your dried flowers. Get your diamonds and your rhinestones and your pearls. Get your ribbon. Make yourself the best freaking wreath or whatever. Just do it, girl. Drink a glass of wine. Drink some tea. Whatever your thing is, put some music on, put the Real Housewives on, whatever, I don't care. Nothing like some good trash TV to get your day going. Do it something for yourself. I just encourage everybody to do that. I'm just now learning about it. Don't be me. Do it now. Tell your daughter, tell your granddaughters, tell your sisters, tell your nieces. We women work really, really hard. We have the weight of the world on our shoulders always, since the beginning of time. We carry it all. We carry the burdens from our families. We carry the burdens from our ancestors. We carry the burdens from society. Gift yourself. Gift yourself. Make your surroundings as beautiful as you can for you. For you. Just as beautiful as you want them to be. I don't care what that is. I don't care if your favorite color is black and you like gothic styles. Do it. I don't care if your favorite color is bright pink and you like fuzzy pillows. Get those fuzzy pillows, girl. Do it. You do you, and you be great at it, and you love it, and you embrace it. Brace it, and don't ever let anybody tell you that it's not good enough. If it's for you, it's always good enough. I don't care if it's a freaking potato sack filled with, you know, whatever, filled with puppies. I don't know. Whatever your thing is, whatever your gift is. I want to hear about it. I want to know about it. I want to know that you're gifting yourself. Create amazing surroundings for yourself. Life's too short. Life's too short. Yeah, we should start a club, you guys. How we gifted ourselves. I want to do that. I want all the ideas. All right. So my podcast has gone longer than I meant for it to, but I hope this reached somebody. I hope that this encourages somebody to do one small thing for themselves. And that moves into a big thing for themselves. And that moves into a whole room that you fixed up just for yourself. Because surroundings are important. Not just the people we surround ourselves with, but the places that we are in. The things we surround ourselves in with. Right? Okay, that's it. That's the end of my today's Sunday morning rant. So get out there, make your surroundings amazing, do it for you, for nobody else, and then let me know about it, because I'm going to cheer you on. I want to hear about it. And as always, stay safe, stay sane, and you know what, girls? I'm going to see you later. Bye-bye. Hey, ladies, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please do me a big favor. Go subscribe, share this with your friends, and leave a review. It helps so much getting the podcast sponsors and guests that everybody will enjoy. Thank you so much again, and I'm honored that you joined us. Have a blessed day.